T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on K.
A happy Wednesday afternoon to everyone. This is Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We are the co-hosts of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Jeff back after a two-day hiatus. How's it going?
I'm all good. How's everything been over here?
What are you laughing about?
I didn't know
you
I was.
You said that with a smile on your face. That was unexpected.
You didn't think I'd be smiling today?
Max Power produces and engineers our show, as always. 869-1240 is the phone number, and we're going to bring you some interesting guests today on our Top 10 Wednesday topic. Jeff now working from home with his company. Of course, I'm at home, very rarely go anywhere. So we're going to talk about 10 of the best things about being at home.
That's what you're doing? I came up with, like, excuses for staying home. So it's
really?
A little different. Yeah.
Excuses for staying home.
Yeah.
That sounds dreadfully dull.
Well, reasons to stay home.
Well, there's only one, and it's pretty much the only reason we need.
No, there are more reasons than that for staying home in general.
You're talking about in general?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like why I'm not leaving the house today. I'm giving you reasons for that. And by today, I mean any day.
Well, I just think that falls flat.
No, it'll be good, as it usually is.
I like my concept better.
Well, then you can go with yours. It'll be a little bit different.
What's wrong with your voice?
I didn't know anything was wrong with my voice.
You're struggling.
I sound the same, I think, as I always have.
If you're following along on Twitter, at KFH Radio, we're putting out a poll. I'm putting it out on my Twitter account as well. Top television shows. We're going to get to a point where it's a 64 show field.
Oh, we may need to start it over by the time it's.
We're working the first regional. We've got winners so far: The Wire, Friday Night Lights. They'll be facing off coming up. Game of Thrones will go against West Wing. Curb Your Enthusiasm, and in the closest match yet, and a surprise, Dexter knocked off 30 Rock.
Weak.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it can't account for anybody's taste, but that's just a brutal, brutal choice.
We love Dexter in this household.
No, Dexter, it was the same episode 3,000 times.
It was a fantastic show.
And to go kill
show.
A bad guy, wrap him up, and fall in love with
you
my
sister.
You
didn't watch it.
Sure, I did.
You didn't watch it. He was great.
I watched it a few times with you, and... I went over to the guy's
today's
house.
Oh, everybody's Bob Huggins.
No,
today's,
this is Dexter.
Today, every impersonation you do is Bob Huggins.
I went over to
see,
his
that's
house
Bob Huggins.
And wrapped him up in tinfoil.
That's exactly
that's
what
that's Dexter.
Do Bob Huggins.
I thought we played good.
That's the same impersonation.
No, it's a little less breathy.
Today's matchup is House of Cards versus Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I feel like I should be watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Isn't it over?
Well, you can always go back and watch, can't you?
I suppose.
Find the right streaming service. Speaking of that, and we're going to talk to Mike Furches about it, finished Jack Ryan both seasons. Tremendous show. Tremendous show.
Why didn't you pace yourself?
What do you mean? That's
You're going to be here for the next 3 months.
I'll find plenty to do.
Well, I hope.
I'll find plenty to do. Everything's going to be fine. That's what you call binge watching. And last night we started a series on Netflix called, I can't say the first word, Creek.
S-C-H.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Have you watched it?
No, I've heard it's pretty funny, though.
Well, the first episode is hilarious.
Well, it's got the guy...
Eugene Levy.
Yeah, from all the...
And Catherine O'Hara. They're a tandem.
I know. They started
They've worked
out
together
on,
forever.
Like SCTV back in Canada, and here they are now.
And then an underrated comedian actor, Chris Elliott, who...
No, he's properly...
Oh, he was... He is so funny.
He's okay.
Jeff...
Why
do you think your opinion matters?
Because Chris Elliott isn't that funny.
Who taught you, and I know it wasn't me, because I would never try to give you this much self-confidence. Who taught you that your opinion...
If Chris Elliott was really funny, he wouldn't be the third on a Vice TV show or whatever station that's on.
Chris Elliott is funny.
Okay.
Okay? He was funny, and he's been funny in pretty much everything.
Name another vehicle.
King of Queens. He was in that for a while.
Okay.
And he's a comedian.
He's not funny.
He was in. He's been in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Some. He was in. He and Richard Lewis were in a show.
He was in one of the worst movies of all time, Cabin Boy, and he was terrible on Saturday Night Live in the early 90s.
Love him.
All right.
He's great in this show, and I can't wait. I think there's four or five seasons that we got to get through, but it's quick. It's like 20 minutes.
Well,
each
very
show.
Good.
So I look forward to it. Why are you threatened by me?
I'm not. Why do you always ask me that?
Because
you,
everything
you
I
enjoy
like,
Chris Elliott.
Everything I like, you try to play down.
But you like everything, so I don't like everything.
No, I don't like everything. So let me read these shows that I don't like. Okay, I didn't like Game of Thrones. I tried it. Didn't like Arrested Development. I tried it. Didn't like.
But you still say I love Justin Bateman.
I do like him.
All right, and I love Michael Cera.
Don't know anything about him.
Well, I like Michael Cera. He's funny.
I do love Jason Bateman, not Justin.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Ozark, which starts right. again, hits Netflix this, my goodness, Friday. Can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
869-1240. Have I given the show yet?
Yeah, I need to get something. I need to put something out there that I haven't even discussed with you.
Is this a breaking news
no,
moment?
No, it's not a breaking news
is this
moment.
What is this?
This is kind of inside.
How would you define this?
If we have a call, we'll take a call. But I have an inside the show, break the fourth wall kind of moment. Not really inside the show, but just something that has occurred that I feel like can or will or has affected the show.
What is that?
So I've had a falling out with our friend Earl.
What?
Yeah.
Why'd you have a falling out with our friend Earl?
He texted me about a week ago, maybe, or a week and a half ago, and said something about people panic buying groceries, and I replied to him with something agreeable, friendly. I thought, like, yeah, I guess people should just buy groceries online to avoid that. And then he said something else, and I replied with, like, equal agreeable stuff, nothing offensive at all. I'll show you the conversation.
Why do I need to see the conversation?
Well, just so you know that I'm not mischaracterizing.
I don't know why you would put off one of our most loyal and...
But anyway, on the same page, or so I thought, and he replies with, you're very arrogant about things you don't know about. And then I had some choice words for him, and that was the end of that.
Wow. Well, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
It's too bad. It's too bad, especially in this day and age where we don't need this kind of stuff.
I would like to mend fences with Earl, but I feel like it has to be done publicly. And I'm not doing this to improve
this. This has been bothering you. Well, you have a way about you at times.
I don't.
You have a way about you.
I showed it to four or five people.
I'm going to stand up for you. And say that you are a genuinely nice person. Genuinely nice. But you have a way about you, especially on social media, that doesn't always let that genuine niceness come through.
I said...
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
We don't need to replay the conversation.
No, I'm just telling you what I said before I got called arrogant. He said he has... people are panic buying groceries. I said, maybe. Seems like we're in for a long haul. Not sure what's an overreaction at this point. And then he said, you're very arrogant. And I don't think I deserve that. And I'd like to.
Why didn't you call Earl?
Earl texted me.
Yeah, but why didn't you call him and say, Earl, what's
going
on?
Because I blocked his
here?
Number. Don't have it anymore. Blocked him. I don't know.
So you blocked his number over
yes.
this?
Yeah.
This seems crazy to me.
Well, it bothered me at the time because I was being friendly with the guy, and here he comes out with a personal attack.
But see, people of your generation, and I don't know about Earl. I don't know if he understands this or not. I presume he does. Texting, email, texting especially, it's so hard to gather the right tone, what you're really trying to say. It's just a bunch of words. It's reading. There's no face-to-face. There's no inflection. There's no there's no anything. So it's just the words that you have to go on. Wow, I wonder what they meant by that. That's
but
odd.
I can't imagine anything offensive that I said.
Well, I can't either, but listen, we're all on edge.
Right, and I was.
And you're on edge.
Still am, to some degree, not as much.
You need to get off the ledge.
But I would like to publicly hash it out with Earl, because I don't have his number anymore.
Earl may have said to himself, you know what, I'm not listening to those clowns
anymore.
Well,
he called yesterday, which, you know.
With Jason Duda.
Right, so maybe he's done with me or not calling here, but I don't know. But this is my olive branch to Earl.
A public olive branch
yeah.
to Earl.
Yes.
Now, you put Earl in a very...
He doesn't have to.
Because Earl may not, maybe not listening.
Oh, but people who know Earl will get the message.
He may not be listening. He
sure.
may be doing other things. He may be out of the realm today.
Sure.
May not be able to
I understand
reach
that.
Out. But or you put him in the position now where listeners may say, wow, that Earl, he's really digging in his heels. Not calling, not...
No. This I'm not
I don't
upset.
Know, man. This,
I'm not I don't have a grudge against
this
Earl.
Isn't the way we used to resolve things in my day.
Why?
We did it face to face.
But
phone
I don't
call.
Have a face to face with Earl. You can't meet people face to face right
a
now.
Phone call.
So and I don't know his number.
You could have called me, I would have gotten it.
Okay, well give it to me when you're ready. If he doesn't call today, I'll
this
reach out.
This is really bothering you, which goes to the you being a nice person. But what led to this, it goes to you being not so great always on social media.
It wasn't social media. It was
text. If I was coaching people, and maybe I'll become a life coach after this, I would say do the bulk of your communication with your voice.
Probably.
So that people can hear your voice. Not so that they can just read what you write, because this is the problem with social media. So much of it is misinterpreted. We draw conclusions.
But this was through text.
We draw it's the same thing.
I
we
know,
draw
not really, but kind of.
We draw conclusions based on text, not anything else.
But I don't know how anyone could have
not
arrived
tone.
At your
Maybe
arrogant.
If you and Earl had been talking, it probably wouldn't have come to that.
Right. So let's talk, Earl, if you're listening. If you're not, maybe someone will get this message to you. That
I don't.
I'd like to chat briefly. Publicly about our relationship.
I don't think that's something that Earl's going to take you up on.
Okay, then Earl doesn't have to.
And that does not speak poorly of Earl.
It doesn't.
That just is not his choice at this point.
But it's my olive branch. It's what I'm offering to Earl.
A better olive branch would be to call him and say, hey, I don't know what happened the other day, but I'd like to work it out.
I'm not sure I know how to unblock somebody's number, but I'll figure it out.
Well, you sound like you had a mini meltdown.
No, I was upset.
And that maybe Earl had a mini meltdown, which could have easily been avoided. Am I now the voice of reason in this?
I thought I was avoiding it, but yeah, we probably could have been avoided.
I don't know. I'm not happy with you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I mean,
but if Earl was here recounting the story, would you say I'm not happy with Jeff? You'd probably say I'm not really happy with you.
I think Earl has a way about him, too, that can sometimes, both of you, I probably have that way, too, at times. Everybody does. This sounds like it's one of those situations that he just got tired of you. You
but
got tired of him.
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. You two need to figure it out.
Maybe so.
So we are, we missed Dan who called. My bad, Dan. Give us a call back at 869-1240.
Well, Dan's another guy.
I hadn't checked my phone for callers, which Max is doing a great job of notifying us about who's calling. As we said yesterday on the show, one of the ways we get by this is with your participation as our listeners and callers. What do you have? Do you want to talk about the coronavirus, how it's affecting you, if it's affecting you? The ban yesterday that went into place at 12:01 today, I was is it okay that I take my dog for a ride? Is that fall within the guidelines?
Yeah, in L.A.
I did this morning.
In L.A., they've essentially banned non-essential travel, so you can't even go from place to place if you're not going somewhere that matters.
So if in L.A. I could not take
right. They'd
Lucy
ask. They'd ask, from what people in L.A. on Twitter are saying, they'd pull you over, ask you where you're going, and if you said, oh, I'm just taking my dog over for a ride, they'd say, here's a $400 ticket.
Really?
Yes.
That seems outlandish to
it
me.
It does, but there's also millions upon millions of people in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you're not within feet of them, are you, if it's just you and your dog?
Don't be out is basically the message.
But I'm not out. I'm just in my car with the windows rolled up, taking my dog for a ride. That's the extent of it.
But that's not essential at this time.
It's essential for
her. In L.A.
If you ask my dog, Misty, what's the most essential thing in your life, she would tell you in dog language, very pointed
dog language.
Well,
don't say it because she'll hear you.
She would say, going for a ride. I hope she didn't hear that.
I hope so, too.
That's what she would say. Not going outside and rollicking around. None of that.
Of course.
Her answer would very pointedly be getting in the car
and
going
spelling,
for a ride.
Yeah.
Okay?
R-I-D-E, spelling, yes.
Right.
What
there are still happenings in the world of sports. Blake Bell, our very own Blake Bell from Bishop Carroll, not going to be a Chief next year, but he'll be a Cowboy.
Dallas Cowboys.
One-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. My goodness, here it is. It's happening here on live radio. Welcome to the show, our good friend Earl.
Good day to you guys. And Jeff, let me just try to clarify, as your father actually had some wisdom, that sometimes in a tweet, when we type out something.
A text. We were texting.
Texting. When I sent you a deal saying, hey, people shouldn't be gathering at the grocery store because it's creating the environment the virus likes, I thought in my mind I was showing you that, hey, you thought I was kind of flipping about this, and I was kind of coming around your side saying, okay, yeah, people shouldn't be huddling here, and, you know, this is not a good way to approach it. When you said maybe people should buy their groceries on Amazon, I took that as being flippant with me. And what I said was maybe's arse, you know, you're being awful arrogant here about something you don't understand. And when you gave me a F off, you know, that was the end of it.
Wait
that.
A minute. So,
I told you I had choice words. That basically covers it.
Yeah, he just said F you, Earl, and that was the end of it.
Well, that's too bad.
You know,
that part he left out.
Well, of course he did, but that's okay. I mean, honestly, I don't mean Jeff or anybody any harm. In fact, I'm here seeing patients and keeping our truckers and nurses and doctors working and keeping the stress off of ERs so they don't have to deal with musculoskeletal problems. And I was actually thinking, and I sent that to Jeff, in my mind, in a texting world from an older guy, saying, here, Jeff, I'm kind of coming around a little bit more, you know, on your way of thinking here. And that obviously didn't transpire the way it should have.
We got lost in translation somewhere because I thought I was agreeing with you as well. So I don't know what happened.
It's the danger of the written word versus the spoken word.
And the written word can do that, but the overall tone of the FU, that I don't think there's any misconstruing that.
Right, if written or spoken, there's no need for that.
And that really is one of those things from our school, Bob. If somebody said that to your face with that sort of vitriol, you would just go to Fifth City, and after you were done, you'd, you know, shake hands and go your way. So I hold no ill will to Mr. Jeff, and I hope him and his family are safe and healthy.
Earl, I will speak to this about Jeff. As I said earlier, he is genuinely a good guy with the spoken word and the face-to-face, who doesn't do as well with the texting, the social media. It's just not his thing. Now, will he ever recognize that and come around to an understanding? I don't know. It's hard. Social media tries all of us, our patience. It's not a great thing. So,
hey Earl, Bob, you did a great job of raising your son, and I do know him as a genuine nice guy. And so, you know, the F off kind of thing, you know, it kind of strikes you a little bit. But, you know, like you say, we have troubling times and people's stress levels are up and, you know, people react differently and maybe out of character. And so, you know, I meant no offense, Jeff, but I did take offense to the FU. So
as I understand, Earl, hold on. I apologize for that, Earl.
Well, I accept your apology, and I'm sorry the way I wrote that offended you. I actually thought I was being agreeing with Jeff guy in my way of thinking. And when I showed other people the text, as you said, they said, where did that come from? You know, because there wasn't, you know. But, Jeff, truly.
We're all good.
I have no hard feelings, and I wish nothing but the best health and
I hope we can restrike
you and your family.
A friendship where we text each other.
I don't know about that. Thank you, Earl.
Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, let's take a break. When we return, we'll catch up with our friend Mark Mangino, former Kansas football coach. He's down in Florida. He tweets.
Sure. Yeah. He probably is better at it than me.
Probably so. Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.